Welcome back. Today we're building a re-space from scratch for Jungle Rollers in Ableton Live, but at an intermediate level. That means we're not just making a cool sound in solo, we're making a bass that survives a real 170+ BPM mix, heavy in mono, moving in the mids, and tucked under fast breaks without smearing your kick and snare. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass. And before you even touch the synth, drop in any drum loop or breakbeat to mix against. Even a placeholder is fine. Re-space decisions only make sense in context, because what sounds huge alone can turn into a blurry mess once the breaks come in. Now on the bass track, load an instrument rack, open the chain list and create two chains. Name the first one SUB, the second one Reese. This is the core concept. The sub is your solid pillar, and the Reese is your character layer. If you keep them separate, you can push the attitude without wrecking the low end. Let's build the SUB chain first. Load operator. On oscillator A, choose a sine wave and leave it at 0 dB. If you want a bit more translation on smaller speakers, turn on oscillator B as either a sine or a triangle. Keep it really quiet, around minus 18 to minus 24 dB. Same course tuning, 1.00. The idea is not new note, it's just a little harmonic support. After operator, add saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Now, important teacher moment. Don't just crank drive and call it louder. Always level match with the output so you're judging tone, not volume. If the sub starts to feel like it's pulsing or beating in loudness on a sustained note, that's usually clipping somewhere, or your monitoring is exaggerating the low end. Tune the sub to the song with your ears, not your eyes. Add EQ 8 next. For the sub, do not automatically high pass. Leave the high pass off unless you have a specific reason. If things get cloudy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Hard mono, always. No chorus, no stereo tricks, no widening. Your sub's job is to be reliable in a club and consistent on big systems. Alright, onto the Reese chain. Load waveable. Oscillator 1. Choose basic shapes and push the position to a saw shape. Oscillator 2. Same deal. Basic shapes on saw. Now we create the classic Reese thickness. Turn on unison, use 2 to 4 voices, and keep the unison amount in the 10 to 25% range. If you also want classic detune, fine-tune oscillator 2 up by about 7 to 20 cents. Not more. Big detune sounds impressive for 5 seconds in solo, but under a break it turns into mush. In Waveatables filter, choose LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz for now. We're going to automate this later, so just pick a starting point that feels like it's speaking but not screaming. Add a touch of drive if it helps, maybe 5 to 15%, but don't overdo it yet. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. For rollers, you generally don't want a super long release tail because it smears those fast 1/8 notes and any 1/16 pickups. Here's one of the most important Reese moves, the phasing or drifting movement. In Waveatable, assign an LFO to oscillator too fine or very likely to pitch. Set the LFO rate slow, around 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. The amount is tiny, 2 to 6 cents. Tiny. If you can obviously hear it wobbling like a dubstep LFO, it's too much. The goal is a slow, creepy whoosh that keeps the bass alive without stealing attention from the drums. Now let's process the Reese chain so it lands in that Jungle Roller sweet spot. First, EQ 8, pre-drive cleanup. High pass the Reese around 80 to 120 Hz using a 12 or 24 dB slope. This is how you stop the Reese layer from fighting your sub. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If later you need more bite, you can gently boost somewhere around 900 Hz to 2K Hz, but do that carefully, because that's also where snares and harshness live. Next, saturator. Drive around 4 to 10 dB, and turn soft clip on. Again, level match the output. In drum and bass, gain staging is not optional. Saturator plus chorus plus filtering can blow levels up fast, and you'll end up mixing a distorted limiter, not a bass sound. Next, auto filter. Choose LP12 or LP24. Set cutoff around 300 to 800 Hz as a starting range, and we'll macro map it. This is your performance control. For rollers, keep the movement subtle. Let the drums roll. The bass should glide. Then chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. rate around 0.15 to 0.40 HE, amount 10 to 25%, and mix 10 to 30%. This is where you get width and that smeary, classic Reese spread. But remember the rule, width belongs above about 100 HE. We are already high passing the Reese, so we're safe, as long as we don't let the chorus get too deep. Finally, utility at the end of the Reese chain. Set width somewhere like 80 to 140%. Taste. This is your how wide is this in the drop knob. Now we blend the layers. In the instrument rack, start your SUB chain volume around minus 6 dB. Start the Reese chain around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Don't chase loudness yet. Chase clarity and weight. Write a simple one-bar roller phrase and loop it. Use a DNB-friendly root like F or G. Try mostly 1/8 notes, and add the occasional 1/16 pickup to create forward motion. A simple groove could hit beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and the end of 4. Then vary it. Here's the practical rule. If it sounds big but messy, pull down the Reese, or raise the high pass cutoff on the Reese layer. If it sounds clean but boring, add just a bit more saturation or a tiny increase in that slow pitch drift. Subtle wins. Now sidechain. This is mandatory for clean rollers. Put a compressor on the bass track after the rack. Turn on sidechain and select your kick track as input. Start with ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then set the threshold, so you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. And here's a key coaching note. Release time should match your break groove. At 174 BPM, a lot of people land around 70 to 110 milliseconds, but don't worship the numbers. Listen, the bass should recover between kicks without stepping on snare body. If your snare suddenly feels smaller or less punchy, ease off the gain reduction or lengthen the release slightly. Now we make this rack playable and arrangeable with macros. Map these controls so you can automate energy without touching 10 parameters. Macro 1. Reese filter. Map auto filter cutoff on the Reese chain. Macro 2. Movement. Map either the chorus mix with a wavy double LFO amount that's doing the fine pitch drift. Macro 3. Bite. Map the Reese saturator drive. Macro 4. Sub level. Map the SUB chain volume. Macro 5. Reese width. Map the Reese utility width. Macro 6. Noise or top. Optional. If you want, add a touch of wavy-double noise and map its level, but keep it subtle. With these macros, you can create A and B sections fast. For a classic jungle roller arrangement, think small changes that feel huge. Intro, mostly filtered Reese. Low sub, drop A. Full sub plus Reese, moderate movement. Mid section, narrow the width and close the filter for tension. Drop B. Add more bite and slightly more movement, maybe an octave jump in the Reese layer on just one or two fill notes. Automation that works nearly every time. Open the filter slightly every 8 bars. Increase movement on fills. Pull sub level down briefly right before the drop, then slam it back in. Let's troubleshoot the common mistakes before they happen. First, chorusing the sub. Don't keep sub mono and stable. Second, too much detune or unison. It turns to mush under breaks. Third, ignoring gain staging. Match levels after saturation. Fourth, Reese fighting the snare. If your snare body sits around 180 to 250 HE, carve a small pocket in the Reese in that zone. Fifth, overmodulating. Rollers want movement, not constant wobble. Slow drift beats fast wobble for this style. Now, a few higher level checks and tricks that separate it works from its pro. Check phase and coherence between layers. Even with a high pass on the Reese, there can be overlap around 90 to 140 HC that cancels. A quick method: temporarily lower the Reese high pass cutoff to around 60 to 80 HZ. Add a utility on the Reese chain and try phase invert left and right, one at a time. Choose the setting that gives more low mid punch when both layers play. Then put your high pass back to your normal 80 to 120 HZ. It's a fast way to make the combined bass feel more solid. Do a quick mono compatibility check. Put utility on the master and toggle width to 0% briefly during the drop. If the bass loses too much character, your width and movement are happening too low, raise the Reese high pass cutoff or back off the chorus depth. And remember, make the Reese speak in the 200 to 800 HZ zone. If you can't hear the bass on phone speakers, don't boost sub. Add controlled harmonics with saturation and shape the mids with EQ. If you want an advanced variation, try two-speed movement. Keep the slow pitch drift, but add a second, faster modulation at 4 to 8 HC to filter cutoff or unison amount, with a tiny amount. The result is tension and texture without turning into a wobble bass. Another powerful idea is the snare pocket technique. Put a second compressor on the Reese chain only, side chain to the snare. Use light reduction, like 1 to 3 dB, and a slightly slower attack, around 5 to 15 milliseconds. The snare keeps its smack and body, and the bass still feels loud. Now a mini exercise to lock this in. Make a 32-bar roller loop. Write a 2-bar bass pattern in F minor. Duplicate it out to 32 bars. Automate your macros like energy lanes. First 8 bars, filter closed and low movement. Next 8, open the filter slightly. Bars 17 to 24, add bite by pushing drive up 10 to 20%. Bars 25 to 32, reduce width for tension, then open it at the end. If you want extra realism, resample 8 bars of the bass to audio and do a gentle EQ notch sweep somewhere between 500 Hz and 2K Hz to find any annoying ring, then cut it 2 to 4 dB. That tiny cleanup often makes the bass feel louder because it's less irritating. Wrap up. The Roller Ready Reese is really a system. Sub stays clean, mono, and consistent. Reese layer brings movement, grit, and stereo, but gets high passed so it doesn't mess with the foundation. You sculpt with EQ, saturation, filtering, chorus, and utility, then sidechain to the kick for clarity. Finally, macros turn it into an instrument you can arrange. If you tell me your track key and whether your snare fundamental feels closer to 200 Hz or 240 Hz, I can suggest exact EQ pocket ranges and a sidechain release range that locks into your groove.